Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your say by calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional across this beautiful country. I was welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yan up strong, your mob too, Daddy. Want to give a big shout out, especially to SIMA, the Torres Strait Island Media Association, 4MW, have taken on National Talk Black. So you're more up in the north, Torres Strait, or Pumbly Blumy, or Dunleal and Erib, Sella Pit Mob, big shout out. And a big shout out especially to Diet and Sylvia and the team up there at 4MW. And you can add to the conversation. You've got something to say, get off your chest. Maybe you've got a new business up and running. Maybe you've got a new board of directors with your organisation. Either way, all is here. We're coming up to funny season, Christmas very soon. We can talk about that, your vision for the future or 2025. What is your plan of attack? All is here on your daily program. Big shout out to your mob. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. And I'll be yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, and taking right through to 12 noon Queensland time, 1 hour program for National Talk Black, and go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, big shout out NERS, National Digital Radio Service, allow us to go across the airways, and also big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful big island, Australia, and to all our mob out there, and delivering our yarns, our music, and all the yarns we do have on First Nation Radio is not happening on mainstream. So a very powerful and very important voice. All he's here, speaking of voice, let's go to tribal voice, Yothi Yindi. Do enjoy.
There's a awakening of a rainbow dawn, and the sun will rise up high. There's a whisper in the morning light, saying get up and meet the day. But inside my mind there's a tribal voice, and it's speaking to me every day. And all I have to do is to make a choice, 'cause I know there is no other way. All the people come on, stand up for your right.
listen to your tribal voice. You better listen to your tribal voice. You better listen to your tribal voice. You better listen to your tribal voice. Come on.
Southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters in working time. We have to sail about. Oh, sailing the southeast wind. Oh, sagye gubanu. Oh, sagye. We are sailing, sailing home. We are working men, but sometimes we miss family. Wait for us far away at home. As we sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters, our teardrops kiss the waves upon the reef. Oh, sailing the southeast wind. Oh, sagye. We are sailing, we are sailing, sailing home. Let the southeast wind blow all around us. Let the winter wind chill us to the bone. Sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters. We are working men, and this is working time. Oh, sailing the southeast wind. Oh, sagye.
the beautiful voice, Uncle Seaman Dan, with us in spirit, that's sailing the southeast winds here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. And yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country as BBM Bumbrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you're up. Now, calls for a national digital inclusion strategy to address digital poverty in Australia. With digital learning an expected and crucial element of modern-day schooling, access to reliable devices and online resources are essential for an equal education experience. However, with one in four Australians digital excluded, digital poverty exists among low socioeconomic populations in Australia, fueling the cycle of wider and generational poverty. With the only catch up again with Dr. Amber Marshall, a lecturer in management at the Griffith University, and we have Dr. Amber online. Good morning, Doctor. How are you? Are you there? No, we haven't got there. Okay, we'll try again with Dr. Amber Marshall. Very important conversation. So, in fact, Australian job seekers facing economic challenges may also experience digital discrimination, with internet job boards, 63% being the most common method used by employers to find staff, and social media utilised by one in four. That's 25% recruiters. Look, with that, we'll try and get Dr. Marshall online. I have a technical problem here at the moment, but all good. That's where it rolls. Now, what happens to your life is how you respond to it, and we just make the phone call back. So bear with us. You might be here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Like I said, big shout to everybody across the nation. Hope you're all well, and you can add to the conversation with your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. And all topics are here in regards to your yarns and yarn up strong. We'll try again with Dr. Amber. Dr. Amber, good morning. Nope. Gee, phones are not working today. Bear with us. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. All is here, 1-800-422-416. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. As I mentioned, I'm going to catch up every yarn with Dr. Amber Marshall, lecturer in management at Griffith University. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM Bumbrabit Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn with Dr. Amber Marshall regarding calls for national digital inclusion strategy to address digital poverty in Australia. We have Dr. Amber online. Dr. Amber, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, I have you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How
good.
Are you?
I'm well. Where are you based?
I'm in Brisbane.
Brisbane. Oh, right, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So calls for national digital inclusion strategy to address digital poverty in Australia. We are in the 21st century. It is the information age, but some of our people are not connected, yep?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's not so rare either. It's one in four Australians are digitally excluded, which might not mean that they're not connected at all, but they're underconnected and can't do all the things they want to do online.
Sure. So there should be more in the education curriculum or TAFE, or what can we do to close this gap?
Well, what WorkVentures, their awareness campaign, which is who I'm representing today, what they're calling for is a national digital inclusion strategy that would help all Australians who fall into that category of digital exclusion on two main areas, in terms of students, to make sure that kids have got access to all the right equipment and the skills to be able to use them to get a good education. And then when they become job seekers, have access to all the online job boards and employment opportunities that are happening online too.
So it's virtually a team effort, the old phrase. We're all in this together, and we should be all moving forward into the future, and we're supporting each other. And, well, we are students for life, are we not, Dr. Amber?
I beg your pardon, I missed that last bit.
Oh, sorry, I'm just saying, we all are students for life, are we not, you know?
Absolutely, and there's plenty of ways we can go through formal systems to get our education, but we can also use the internet to do research and read up and learn about things we want to learn about. And if we can't get online or we don't have the skills, we can't participate in society in that way.
I notice we have an anti-poverty week, 13, 19 October, 24.
Yeah, so that's there's an anti-poverty week, which is run by Mission Australia, and what we're looking at is the digital poverty part of that, and that's the part that WorkVentures is focusing on in their awareness campaign.
Sure, yeah, fantastic. So it is reaching out, it's about being open-minded, and the old saying, you don't have to be sick to get better, and we all need to stretch for the education to better ourselves, and especially when we're talking about the digital inclusion. Your lecturer in management at Griffith University, and who are you, what hat you wear, and who you're representing at the moment, please, Doctor?
Sure. So I work at Griffith University in the Griffith Business School. I teach management, but I also do research on digital inclusion, particularly in rural and remote areas. So I've got a little bit of insight into what, in particular, First Nations communities, the challenges they face.
Sure.
To get online and participate.
And look, when we talk about remote, a lot of our mob who are living in remote communities as such, here we are in the 21st century, Australia being a first world country, but some of our people are living in third world standards.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I did a little bit of work up at Mornington Island and saw, you know, what people were doing, trying to connect to devices and different types of internet. There's a big, we find in remote communities that there's a lot of reliance on using mobile phones.
Yes.
And that's fine if you can get connected to and to do kind of more, I guess, everyday activities. But if you want to, you know, do high school online or do a degree online, then it's pretty hard to do that. So, you know, more work needs to be done to understand, you know, the contextual factors, you know, what people are really are facing and try to help them to get online in ways that make sense to them.
And connection to Wi-Fi, that would also be a problem in some places?
Yep. Sometimes people, you can either go through a mobile phone or you can go through a modem in your home or perhaps a community Wi-Fi connection. And perhaps, you know, we need to have different options available to people so that they can pick the option that's good for them and their family and connect in ways that, as I said, make sense to them and that they can afford too. That's another critical factor in this.
And so, Dr. Emma, when you look at your studies and look at the outcomes and the so-called data and the surveys and what have you, where do we take this information? Who do we take it to, like the communication minister, or what do we do here?
Well, what we're looking at is trying to drive a national digital inclusion strategy. So, and this is at the federal level. There is already a First Nations digital inclusion strategy, and I think that's a really terrific start. But I think what we need is a net that catches everybody, so we can have the opportunities and the resourcing, you know, spent more wisely and, you know, have benefits across communities rather than, you know, having a different strategy for every type of cohort. So so that's what WorkVentures is about, is raising awareness lobbying federal government for this kind of more holistic approach to fixing this problem.
Fantastic. Dr. Amber, thank you very much for sharing. Yes, we are all in this together. All the best. Please do keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, Dr. Amber. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Trev.
Bye-bye.
A
deadly yarn there. Dr. Amber Marshall, her name, is lecturer in management at Griffith University and calls for national digital inclusion strategy to address digital poverty in Australia. And, yeah, it is Anti-Poverty Week, 13, 19 October. So very, very important in regard to focus in on space like so. Like I said, we are in the 21st century, information age. And across this big island, across Australia, we should be all have access to education regarding Wi-Fi, digital and what have you. And so we can venture into the future with knowledge. Knowledge is power, but it's potential power. But we need to have access. And federal, state governments all need to stand up and operate in this space. Like I said, 21st century, hello, another gap opening there. We should be closing all gaps. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service, putting us across the airways. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, here on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
In the land of the nakedness, we are fighting for our rights. In the land of the nakedness, we got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand in the land of the indigenous. The voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait. Come together as one in the land of indigenous.
Boo-hoo, 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 yeah. 'Cause the kingdom. in a pool, better bring your game. I'm just tooting for this, I know we is not the same. Ain't no tooting coming, yeah, I'm still alive. You cannot deny five pyramids, I am the guy.
All I hear is blah, blah, that's a mouthful. I mean, I think that you're mad, it's not about you. Baby, it's cool, it's my pool. And we back. I'm rolling in a Benzo. I got Northside hanging out the window. And I know that all of it does offend you.
Boo-hoo.
Cause a king do what a king do. Got a $1 million smile at the window. And I know that all of it does offend you.
Mesopotamia, call it Australia. This is the life. No one is greater. I'm the invader of this society. Don't be like lightning.
Watch it go bang.
Billy like Leo.
Catch me if you can.
Club like Jaka Zulu to the coronation. Make it spicy, getting heated. Peter Piper, pick and fight, baby.
Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootropperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootropperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootropperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootropperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootropperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Nyandabanapi Bamanda, Nyandabakatjana Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
I got them flags high and the radio on pause. They caught me on the rise, the rock standing tall. I hail from TSI, Golden Mike from the north. Heard them in the streets, they vibe a different beat. I talk a revolution and it's scary when we speak. We blood up on this red dirt, its vein is running deep. And now the beds are burning and they should get to sleep. A song of redemption, I came to wake the free. 500,000 strong marching to a single beat. And the drum rolls, the drum roll is mean. A battle chant to dance a warrior's theme. We take it to the streets, rounding up the fleets. Until the people free, there can never be no peace. This a pro-black renaissance. Lost languages are kings. I and I battling to win and the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teacher, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming. And we're dancing through the streets, yeah. Let the rhythm take control.
Warriors, warriors.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
This rage is the hunger for the truth. The future is confused. Time to change the news. Color people's thoughts. Change their worldviews. A microphone sire. Build an empire. Zenitus will rise off the words of desire. Go higher, higher. Pound for pound, raise your fist. The roots from Jamaican bloodline connects. From Guam to the Philippines, Fiji to the South Seas, Papua New Guinea, my one talks, we one see. Power to the movement in Brazil, Canadian powwow, the movement is real. I can see it in your eyes, a warrior's pride. The music be the power that will make the people rise.
Watch the many nations stand and unify. The universal virtues, one personified. And the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teachers, a new story is told.
The mind.
Let the rhythm take control.
Two time for the pride.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
One time for your mind.
Let the music free your soul.
Two time for your pride.
Let the music free your soul. Free your soul. Let the music.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, it's coming up to election time, State of Queensland. You'll have your say, and speaking of having your say, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the member of Cairns, and that's Michael Healy. We're going to have a yarn with him and talk about his vision, and of course, his hat is in the ring again. He wants to run again, I think third term, looking at it. So, yeah, that sounds like a Chicago Bulls thing, yeah, three in a row. Michael Healy, good morning. How are you?
G'day, Trev. How are you? And very good morning to your listeners, mate.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So here we are. Running for election again. Can I open up with in regards to the biggest thing I'm hearing out there from the people and probably angst about Labor Party in regards to crime? So tell us about youth crime, my friend.
Yeah, well, youth crime is like a lot of things. Youth crime's in a challenging space. And, I mean, we continue to work in a wide range of areas with both the courts and the magistrates and the police, but in particular non-government organisations. And Trev, when we talk about crime, what we have seen is, and the police are telling us that, and I admit, because I know every day, I talk to the police every Monday on what's been happening around the city and around our region, that the last couple of weeks we have seen a significant increase in break-ins. And these are juveniles smashing $2,000 windows to get in to take $100 worth of soft drinks or alcohol or lollies or things along those lines. So enormously frustrating.
Stealing of cars is down.
Stealing of cars, the police tell us that the theft of cars and the break-ins are down, and serious crime is also down over the last 12 months. So we have invested heavily, and I can tell you that when it comes to the juvenile crime, there's a number of things that need to be employed. The first thing is we need to look at prevention. That's why we have the Cairns Safer Streets Initiative. Over 600 kids in a wide range of parks throughout the city over the school holidays. We had soccer. We had a wide range of sports and initiatives to entertain and keep these kids. We've got midnight hoops or late night hoops, which is paid for you by you and me and others out there paying their taxes. All of these activities that keep kids busy. Activities. Unfortunately, some of these kids aren't being parented and they need to do it. So they need. We have Mark Halbro, who works in a mentoring.
Mark Halbro up here in Cairns, Farber, Queensland. Yep.
Mark does a fantastic job, has got a great team. I meet with Mark on a regular basis. You look at certain, hockey have picked up and they're working with Mark Halbro. I had a meeting with them the other day. So there's mentoring programs. So we've got a whole lot of preventatives in place, and then you've got to have intervention. So what we do know is when kids have any involvement with child safety or youth justice, 80% of those kids only ever have one involvement, and then it doesn't happen again. Mm. So we're working, again, with non-government organisations. We're putting behavioural specialists into primary schools. We're putting doctors and nurses into schools to identify kids at an early age,
yeah,
where we can then provide wraparound services. And unfortunately, we need to have kids who are a threat to themselves and, more importantly, to the safety of the broader community, driving cars around that are stolen at risk to people. They need to be, there needs to be a containment facility. But the days of putting kids into a children's prison, or to use the old terminology, and they're in there with 20 other kids, those things, we don't build them like that anymore. We have very specialists. I've been down to Townsville and I've been down to Brisbane to have a look at what facilities are available, because I know this is an issue. And what they have is they'll have an area where four young juveniles will be living together, and they will be going to school. We have directives out of that were directions that would come out from the magistrates. We've given
a lot of the elders are against detention.
Yeah, I agree.
And prisons, you know, well, incarceration.
It doesn't work, Trev. The simple fact, and the police will tell us, we cannot arrest our way out of this.
Okay.
You know, you and I have discussed this many times. We know it takes a village to raise a child. Everybody has a responsibility here. It starts with the parents and then it moves on to mentoring programs. But what I can say is, over the 3 years of COVID, we saw a significant escalation in crime after it. And that's what we're coming. But we are seeing it coming down. And across Queensland, if you look at the facts and you look at unemotionally, you just look at the raw facts, what the police are telling us. Now, yes, there's spikes in certain types, but unfortunately, the biggest issue we have out there is domestic violence. Now, we are reporting. We are telling people
to
report.
That needs to be stamped out, yes.
That's a huge issue. But on the crime front, Trev, there is a huge amount that is being done. And as I said, we're empowering the police, but we also need to make sure that the community organisations are helping these kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kids have had a horrific beginning in life.
Yes.
They need to be looked after. They need to be cared for. They need to be provided with alternatives. So locking kids up, it does one thing. It bequeaths another generation to institutionalisation for the rest of their days. That doesn't work. We're a smarter and a better community. We're more compassionate. And I know that where we are working and where we are headed, with the help of schools, with the help of non-government organisations, as I said, like Mark Halbright, there are so many businesses out there that we're working with. Government doesn't have the solution to all these problems.
Sure.
But we've got a lot of people. So the numbers are good. Some parties who want to deflect from what they're not doing in other areas, we'll talk about crime all day. But I can tell you, when I door knock, when I'm out there talking to people at shopping centres, crime certainly does come up. But I tell you what, cost of living is another big issue. What are we doing for jobs and what are we doing for housing?
I was just saying the old phrase that it's no good being the wealthiest person in the cemetery. You've got to get a whole aspect of life. So it's not only crime. As you mentioned, there's education, there's housing, shelter. It's across the board. And I will say that Labor Party have done really well for Cairns City, for example, in regards to all activities up here and the amount of money that's been put in, taxpayers' money, into providing across the board in all areas of life. Hats off to Labor Party.
Well, Trev, you know, one of the things that helps people is having a job. And one of the things that generations of First Nations people have been denied, and that is wealth creation. So from my perspective, I believe, and my party believe, and my premier, we believe in wealth creation. So you've got to have a job. And if you've got a job and you've got a good job and you've got a roof over your head, that's the first step. So we've seen the $176 million invested into the Cairns Convention Centre. Now that generates around about $120 million a year for our economy. And that's people coming from all over the world for conventions and for conferences and for incentive meetings. That generates
it bounces off in the tourist industry.
Tourism industry, hotels,
hotel buses,
absolutely enormous. Over $100 million in school infrastructure. If you look at the hall at Cairns State High School, if you look at what we're investing in, the investments in Cairns West, we've made a $57 million investment, $3.5 million going into Parramatta, going into Balaclava, going into Edge Hill, and going into Whitfield. You know, we've opened up the port. We've done dredging. It cost $126 million. That's allowed more cruise ships to come in here.
Yep.
We have seen hundreds of millions of dollars invested in our hospital. We've got $70 million going
holistic
into the
approach,
mental health.
Holistic approach.
And, Trev, our biggest employer in the region is our hospital, and we're growing our hospital. Now, we've told the people of Cairns, we will build a satellite hospital because we know there's 160,000 Queenslanders that have already used a satellite hospital. Now, a satellite hospital takes pressure off the emergency departments. So if you've got a cut or you're getting chemo or anything like that, or you've got a broken bone, you can go and see a doctor. When I door knock, the number two issue out there, apart from housing and apart from cost of living and apart from community safety, is getting to see a doctor. We will be able to deal with this. The LNP have offered absolutely nothing. So we have invested a huge amount. Let's talk about tourism and tropical North Queensland. We've told Mark Olson that we will work with them.
We've made
TGNQ an investment there to assist them in selling our destination around the world. $10 million. Absolutely crickets from all the other parties. Nothing whatsoever. We have invested.
That's not an expense. That's an investment.
Yeah.
It brings more people.
You get a return.
Bums and seats.
You know how this works.
Yes. Yes.
You see it. You see it. People in hotel rooms, people coming from all over the world to say. Let's have a look at what we've announced. We've got over $360 million being invested in our where our port is. We've got three commercial slipways, a common user facility. We've put $180 million in. The federal government have put $180 million in. This will be huge. Our marine industry is the fastest growing in Queensland, if not in Australia. So what we're going to do is we are not only, we're spending $16 million expanding our marine college, our International Marine College, but guess what? No one can get there. So we've made an announcement. We're going to run bus services down there. It's the busiest. Yeah. It's an industrial port. It's huge for young kids and girls and boys looking for jobs.
Sure.
We're going to run buses down there and free TAFE, Trev. I mean, you know, we've got to give people jobs. You've got to reskill people. We're investing. And we've also invested over $25 million in TAFE. Now, when the LNP were in, they tried to sell TAFE. They tried to break it down and sell it off. It is not, you know, that is not the way to grow a community. You need to invest in
it. Educational vehicle. Keep it.
Absolutely.
Invest in it.
We will continue to invest in TAFE and we will continue to ensure that we get good teachers and they're well looked after. But it's about good jobs, making sure. Roads, you've only got to look at the southern part of Cairns. We're going to fix the bridge at Barron River.
Not your area, but
you know what? It's really important because
exactly.
We've got a $10 million refrigerated export facility at the Cairns Airport, which I pushed for and we were lucky to get. We need to make sure that we can get our produce from the Tablelands down to that place so we can start pushing our agricultural and our aquacultural products up into the Asia-Pacific region. Food security is enormous up there.
Yes.
So we have allocated $450 million. You can see it. It's in the budget. And we're going to pay for a brand new bridge. There's a few alignments that have to be done. The original bridge was meant to last another 30 years. It'll take a little while to get it done, but we have committed and we've allocated the funds. So roads are a big thing. And, of course, the number one thing is aviation. Apart from our marine industry, apart from our hospitals and investing in that, we need to make sure that we get planes because you and I both know if those planes aren't landing here, people aren't investing here.
No,
so the Daikyos of the world and the Shinwataris of the world and all of these other people, they look at the airport and Gasana Bird came in. He spent $600 million building three hotels. It's not because you're a very attractive looking man,
Trent. Fine looking.
Fine looking man. It's because of the people that come here, because of the Barrier Reef and because of our First Nations tourism products. It's because of those things. So we need to make sure that airport's busy. We've invested, the Premier has said, a returned Miles Labor government will invest $45 million in building a new hangar at the airport, which will add to the infrastructure that's going into place. There are thousands of aircraft operating in the Asia Pacific and particularly in the, around the Pacific Island areas. We can start maintaining 737-800s and A330 aircraft. So we're building our aviation. We've got two universities in this city. They're putting kids through those. TAFE's for free. There's a huge amount going on.
Opportunity galore and fantastic. And you mentioned tourism and like you were talking about Indigenous tourism, $50 billion industry. And when you're talking about tribal mob working on the ground in their ranger capacity, what have
Correct.
There's job opportunities, but there's also a procurement business opportunities for black people working on country and having a business on country. I mean, that's fantastic investment, is it not?
Trev, like I said earlier, this is about wealth creation. And the beauty is, if you look at the $49 million that we've invested into the Wangetti Trail, one of the big issues is when you build a trail, somebody has to take ownership of that trail. Now, governments are a little reluctant. Now, in Tasmania, for example, They've got a number of trails down there. Councils have taken responsibility for them. Now, I accept the council up here is a reluctant participant because it takes money. You've got to maintain these. We have First Nations rangers who are going to be maintaining the Wangetti Trail. It took a little while to get going because there's three national parks and there's World Heritage listed area that it runs through. It traverses through those areas. But the maintenance inevitably will be the responsibility of our First Nations people.
And that's looking after country and a job, paid job.
Young girls and boys learning. And guess what? You can go to TAFE and do a course where you learn about the geotech and how the road and how the walking track or the mountain track is and how you maintain those. And inevitably, I would love to see that entire asset go back to our First Nations people because it is about wealth creation. And Trev, there's nothing better than seeing, we had three community day weekends where people could go out there and plant native trees where the work had been done. We had every walk of life out there. I saw a Polish family who'd heard. We had our First Nations people. There was myself and my wife. There was others. There is nothing more impressive than seeing First Nations people working on their own country, and it's terrific. And as we grow that, there'll be further tourism opportunities. You know, 87% of international tourists who stay longer and spend more want to have a First Nations experience. And we've got more of them in Cairns than anywhere else.
Well, the longest living culture on planet Earth, embrace it.
That's it.
And if you're talking about tourism, that in itself is an entity, is it not?
We talk about the reef, we talk about the ancient rainforest, we talk about our ancient cultures up here. We've got world-class people that work in these areas. We've got world-class hotels. Trev, we're really heading in the right direction. All of this is at risk because the LNP have made no commitments to tourism. They've made no commitments to aviation.
Seemed like they only focus on crime.
They're going to try and get this city with trinkets. They're not making significant investments in hospitals and in jobs in First Nations, like we did with our tourism sector. I mean, we know how important it is.
Well, you're putting your money where your mouth is. Michael Healy, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, but we'll have more yarns. Up and coming election, running for a third term. Good luck with it all. Thank you for the yarn, and thank you for your support here, or especially in Indigenous media, what you've done here in regard to keeping us running. So thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Trev. I absolutely love it. I want to see you guys grow, just like all the good businesses in and around town. Thanks, buddy.
Too good. There it is, a beautiful yarn. Michael Healy, a member of Cairns and running for a third term. The election's coming up, so have your say. Yarn up strong. And stop the lad and have a yarn with him. Tell him how you really feel. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Thank you for your company, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.